province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Former President Jacob Zuma says he will not participate in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission cases inquiry unless its chairperson, Justice Sisi Khampepe, steps down. Zuma's lawyers have written to the commission arguing that the process is tainted due to what they call judicial bias and unconstitutional conduct by Khampepe. In a letter, Zuma's lawyers argued that Khampepe was part of the group of Constitutional Court justices that sent him to jail for contempt of court in 2021 after the former president refused to cooperate with the State Capture Commission of Inquiries. The lawyers argued that her past rulings and public comments make her unfit to preside over the matter. The Khampepe Commission is looking into whether there were attempts to prevent the investigation and prosecution of apartheid-era crimes. Itakwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says the city will oppose the DA's urgent court bid to stop three executive appointments. The DA has filed an interdict challenging the legality of the recruitment process of the posts of the Directors of Technical Services, Public Safety and Operations Management. Speaking at a briefing in Durban earlier, Xaba said council followed all regulations and was satisfied the candidates met the required competencies. He says the positions have been vacant for a long time.
For us, there is no concern. I don't think there's a case. I think it's politicking on the part of the Democratic Alliance. They're arguing agency. I don't think that there is any agency in the matter, and the matter must go on a normal court roll where we'll argue our case.
Well, the DA believes the city ignored strict timelines and competency assessment rules for senior managers. Its mayoral candidate, Hanif Hussein, says one of the appointees does not have the minimum qualifications, while the process for all three was rushed.
The shortlisting and selection process must be done within 30 days, and these deadlines were missed by months. Another important requirement is that before appointing these candidates, the Municipal Council must satisfy itself that a proper competency test is conducted for each candidate. What occurred here is that the municipality kept these competency tests a secret and never made them available to the councillors who have a legal obligation to ensure that this is done.
Suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi has admitted receiving money from controversial businessman Vusi Khatmatlala, describing their relationship as very close, like brothers. The Matlanga Commission evidence leader Mahlabe Sello asked whether Mkhwanazi received funds personally or through Matlala's companies. Mkhwanazi has claimed the money was for casual needs. He says they frequently met socially until recent allegations strained communication.
We had lunch, supper. Sometimes he'll give me money for petrol, or sometimes he'll borrow money from me. We're beginning to be that close now, talking every day and meeting and discussing. Even after these failed things, he was never negative to me. The only thing that stopped the communications, this news that now there was this shock.
And Gucci, Prada, Versace and Yves Saint Laurent have been named among 13 luxury brands suspected of using subcontractors who exploited migrant workers in Italy. Prosecutors have made requests for information about alleged abuses by the brands, although they are not yet under formal investigation. It's part of a probe launched last year into sweatshop conditions. The prosecutor in Milan has written to the brand saying there have been reports of Chinese and Pakistani workers being employed in conditions of severe exploitation. Other brands included in the requests for information include Ferragamo, Dolce & Gabbana, Off-White and German sportswear giant Adidas. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 35, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Joe Root makes his first 100 in Australia as England finished day one of the second Ashes test on 325/9. Bork coach Rusty Erasmus happy with the draw that they've got for the 2027 Rugby World Cup, and the Hollywood Bet Sharks forced into some squad changes to their Champions Cup squad.